this particular installation that I'm showing over here in the gallery is to look at the experience of Indian soldiers who were part of the British Empire and were fighting in the World War I, and they were in France. And like this, there has been a lot of contribution of Indian soldiers in the First World War and the Second World War. And this particular title that is part of the exhibition is actually an exact, it's a text from the letter of someone writing to a soldier, writing to somebody back home in India and explaining the situation of his experience. And in the letter, he also says that you will never understand what is the experience. And I think no matter how much I try or even other people try to understand, we will never be able to understand the experience and what they went through, because I think sometimes some experiences are so unique that it really has to be experienced in a certain way, in a certain time, in a certain geography, etc., to really understand. So it's also what the title itself is also trying to suggest, that it was so difficult that we will never be able to understand. And the idea is also to say that, yes, we will not, but we also trying to understand. So in this installation that I'm doing, and even in my own research, I'm trying to also understand a bit of how the experience of soldiers was. Also because the soldiers' experience was not so well documented, of the Indian troops and also other colonial troops, because they were part of the colonies. So their contribution or their service was not so celebrated as, say, the British soldiers for that matter, or say the French soldiers or the German soldiers for that matter. And I think there has been some records of these colonial trips of Indian and other countries, like Chinese and African soldiers, through images, through letters, to texts, to writings, etc. And this installation that I've put here together is really taking inspiration from all the letters that were written by Indian soldiers back home. And these letters are not all the letters, because it's not possible to have all of them, because there were thousands and thousands of letters, but they give you an idea. But we must also be very aware that these letters were censored. So they are in some way also filtered by somebody who in the authority decided to say we should allow this letter or not. So one must also bear in mind, yes, these are the letters that were written, but they were also in a way filtered. They were not completely free to send anything and everything that they wanted to express. And in this particular installation, it takes different letters and takes different points of view. For example, in one letter, the soldier is talking about that there is a memorial for him. And so in this work, there is a kind of a memorial made out of bandages, gauze bandages. And it's basically, usually you would have this wreath, as we call it in English. It would be of flowers, beautiful flowers. And that's what you would present when somebody is dead in the tombstone. But over here, you have bandages, and these bandages for me has been a kind of a symbol of healing and protecting and securing. But at the same time, in these bandages, for me, I have also inserted very sharp objects, which basically can hurt, can bruise. To also say that all the service that the services of these Indian soldiers and other soldiers was not so easy. It was really violent, and war is very violent. So I wanted to also bring an element of this aspect, and also to talk about how these two objects, though, when they come together, what is then the meaning of protecting and killing? And you know, I was trying to also have this kind of dialogue, and at the same time also allow the audience to make their own impressions and to see how these two aesthetic looking objects, what do they mean? What do they mean then, and also what do they mean today? And you know, what are their references? So that is one of the elements in the installation. Another one is a radiator, and this radiator was found not very far from where I am, my studio in Romaville, and it is part of an old factory. And this radiator for me was very interesting also, because a lot of Indian soldiers were not very used to the cold temperatures. So when they came to France, it was a very big change of weather and geography. So it was also trying to suggest that how does cold in this manner play, you know? Because a lot of soldiers died when they first entered into Europe, because they entered through Marseille and they were not prepared, because their clothes were really meant for clothes like a tropical country. They were supposed to go to Egypt and then they make a change and they go to Europe. So I'm also trying to understand what must have been, how did they cope with the extreme cold temperatures, what they must have done, how they must have managed to then get some uniforms, proper uniforms for the cold, but there was no good supply. So this radiata for me is really is like a symbol of it. It's a hope, but at the same time, this radiata has got bandages tied onto it, and these are typical bandages that you would use also back home in India, which basically if you get a sprain, you would use them. So part of this object is coated with bandages, and part is not. So also to talk about that, not everybody could get the uniforms that they wanted, and a lot of there was also a shortage of supply, you know, of the uniforms for these soldiers.